good morning, give an honor to God who is the head. Give it out to God, who is the head of our lives this morning. Thank God for being here. All of our loved ones, our families and friends, it is an honor to stand before you this morning. And I remembered my book. Amen. So we are ready to rock and roll. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with, we got so many emails. We did get a praise report this morning. Where's Pastor Drea? She's over there. We got a praise report this morning from Hawaii. Yeah, you see that? Amen. I'll let Nikki read that out. But thank God, that's such a blessing. I want to go back over some of the prayer requests that we received last week. Just 3 pages of prayer. Three pages of prayer requests and just things going on. Of course, I won't be able to go through all of these because it's just. There's just not enough time, but I want to make sure that I touch some of these. I'm still praying for Rosie J from South Mississippi. Category 2 storm that Ida, I think it is. Asia, if anyone in the chat room gives you an update on what's happening with the people that have been affected by this storm, please let us know. Okay, Asia. Okay. If you hear anybody in the chat room that talks about Ida, what's happening with the Category 2, what's going on with them, to let us know, okay? Because I really, really want to know how the people of God have been affected by this and want to be able to pinpoint our prayers. Still pray. These are groups that I'm praying for. Those that are on ventilators and are still in the hospital. Wow. We want to pray for them. Katie W., how are you? Katie, I need to know how you are. Okay, good. From Katie, good. Those affected by Ida. If you've been affected by Ida, we would really like to know what's happened, what your condition is, what the situation is with you and your family, where you are. Let us know, okay? Go into the chat rooms and let us know. We're praying over financial blessings. There are a lot of prayers for financial blessings. We're praying over spiritual warfare because there are people of. They're having battles in the homes with the spouses and the children and the people. And so spiritual warfare is not just going on outside in the world, but it's actually going on in their houses. So we're praying for families that are dealing with spiritual warfare. Robert D., we still got you covered. We're still praying for you. And Robert, even if the Lord does not completely heal you here, once you hit that cloud, it's going to be all over.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So even if you're not fully delivered when you're here, if you're still struggling while you're here, once we leave here, it's a done deal. Yes. It's a wrap. Amen. It's a wrap. So all the headaches that you're dealing with, all those people that you wish you didn't have to deal with, all the situations that you're going through, it's very temporary. Because one day soon, it will all be over. Amen. And then when it's over, it's over. There's no coming. It's a wrap. There's no coming back. There's no repeat. There's no part two. It's gone. It's all over. That's all she wrote. Amen and hallelujah. Amen. It's a done deal. Pastor Tony, forgive me. I love that man. But amen. I love Pastor Tony. Amen. That's my boy. We want to keep praying for Pastor Tony. His father had 3 strokes. Wow. Four strokes. And he's on his way to Guatemala to try to be with his father for whatever work. Because we don't know. The Lord may snatch him out. Amen. I've seen him do stuff. Yes. I've seen God do some stuff. Yes. You know, but just in case that's not God's will and he's ready to go home, Pastor Tony wants to be there while he still can speak to his dad. Amen. Amen. So we want to keep him and his family lifted up.
Amen.
4 strokes. My goodness. Amen. And the families, families dealing with healing and salvation, husbands and wives, children, we want to keep praying. There's so much. I wish I had time to go. I need an hour to go over this. Those that are struggling with COVID and pneumonia.
Yes.
Because those seem to go together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Right? Those seem to go together, people dealing with COVID and pneumonia. So alcohol and depression. Big thing in the church. I never thought I'd have to say that. I've been in this for 45 years. I never, ever thought I'd have to say alcoholism and depression is running rampant in the church. Amen. and they say, shut up. Unless you've been there, you don't know what you're talking about. Just keep your lips shut. Amen. Talk what you know and testify that you have seen. You know, if you ain't been there, you don't know. Amen. And depression is real.
Yes.
It's a spirit. It's a binding, pressing, daunting spirit.
Yeah.
And it will not let you go. You have to fight your way out of depression.
Yeah.
Amen.
It takes fasting. It takes prayer. It takes God.
Yes.
And so when this starts plaguing the church, we have a problem. And so we need to pray. And there's some wonderful people that are dealing with depression and alcoholism. So I'm hooked on prescription drugs. You know, they took it for pain, and the body likes it.
Yeah.
The body likes what the body likes. You can't, you know, it's hard to tell your body what not to like.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean? And it just seems to make life easier, but it's all temporary.
Yes.
You know? And so we need to keep those soldiers lifted up.
Yeah.
We need to keep, because if you haven't been there, you ain't dead yet.
Amen.
Your day might be coming.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And there's so many people that are praying that they are rapture ready.
Yes.
Amen. And I'm praying for them that they are rapture ready. I'm going to stop that because I don't want to go too far. But Pastor Nicole has something to. And then after Pastor Nicole, I want to do the faith paper.
Amen. So this was, I think it was 2 months ago, we did our first fundraiser for...
Tell them what this is, because some people don't know what that is. You've been to when I cut you off again? Okay, well then, speak quicker.
Jesus.
Don't give me a chance to cut you off.
Okay, so we did our first fundraiser for our for WAVE, which is our Women in Active Duty. And I forget what the E stands for, but okay. As well as our troops. So we are ministering to our troops, men and women, and we're ministering to the women troops because the ministry is by women and their wives of active military. And because of that, many have been giving for this. And so we wanted to kind of give you an idea of what's been happening. In the last 2 months, we have been able to send care packages to over 2,300 troops.
Amen. Your dollar is going a long way.
Just this past month alone, we sent 2 boxes to the Army in Kuwait, as well as a box to the Air Force in Jordan. And it's full of different things. We also put in Bible study material, but
yes,
also daily things, socks, snacks, you know, things that they can use to make their lives a little bit easier over
right
there.
Yes.
We have been blessed. We want to thank everyone who has contributed and continue to contribute. We will send boxes out monthly to these different sections of the military,
yes,
as we continue to grow and move into the ministry of covering those who are protecting our nation,
yes,
covering those who are serving our nation, amen.
Yes.
They need our prayers,
yes,
but also
yes
they need to know that they are supported. And we want to thank everyone. I think it was Linda Fox who sent some beautiful poems that we were able to send out to each and every one. So thank you. If you don't get the newsletter, we want to make sure that you knew where your dollars were going.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your contributions. Keep them coming because we will continue. Every dollar that we receive goes back out,
yes,
to the military.
We're, yes,
not, there is no administrative cost. Every dollar received goes right back out to help bless and minister and encourage those who are serving our nation.
Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
This is the stuff that's going on inside your church. Amen. We don't, there's not one nickel. Everything goes for product, or goes for shipping,
yes,
or goes for preparing the product.
Yes.
Every nickel, we don't keep one dime for anything. It all goes out to that, and they can prove it if they have to. Amen.
Yes,
so, yes, ma'am. Come on, Pastor.
I just like, too, that she mentioned poems. So not everything has to be monetary.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If the Lord puts on your heart encouraging words,
mm-hmm,
the ladies have been really good and faithful about sending that out to encourage the troops,
yes,
as well. And sometimes the Lord just lay something on your heart that's a strong word for the ministry, or just something that just will encourage them for a depth that we just do not understand. So don't take lightly if God gives you a word for these,
amen,
troops as
right,
well,
right,
and turn that in. Amen?
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they're preparing for an art show.
They are preparing for an online art gallery. And they'll give you more details because we'll be asking for people to submit some of their artwork.
auction it off.
We'll auction it off, and again, all proceeds will go back into the ministry of helping our troops. And as Pastor said, not just monetarily, but we are asking people to write letters.
Right.
You can send those letters to, I believe the address is on there. Can you have that paper right there? You can send those letters, or you can mail them to our P.O. box, or send your letters to s4creachup@gmail.com, and we'll actually take those letters and distribute them out to the, it's very general. So you're just whatever the Lord places on your heart, whether they're scriptures, whether it's a testimony, we're asking those who feel the Lord leading them to share. Even in this house, handwritten letters are, they make a difference. Some people are not getting any notices from home.
Right.
There's no home for them to get a letter from. Mm-hmm. So what we send to them, what we say to them, what the Lord has placed in our heart, will bless them.
Yes.
So outside, inside, wherever you are, after the Lord is leading you, please make sure that you send those letters. Again, that's s4creachup@gmail.com. And you can send your letters there. Or you can mail them if you want to be handwritten to the P.O. box.
Amen. And please, if you're going to handwrite a letter, please do not write in tongues.
Amen.
Okay, write in English so we can understand what you're saying, because if you write in tongues, we may have to send it back because we don't know what you're saying.
We'll file them
yes. Under T-R-A-S-H-A.
No,
all right, we'll file them. All right, amen. So who said that, Jacqueline? Amen. So it's a ministry. We have so many things that we offer. We offer people, and we don't charge anybody for anything, and we give as much as we can, and it's only because of the blessing and the will of God that we do this and that we're able to do this. So whatever you can do to bless the ministry, to bless somebody else, it's not a fundraiser, this is not a telethon, this is none of that. This is just, if you are led to bless, thank God. But what's more important than your money are your prayers. Because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Mm-hmm. And if that applies to you, please pray for us. And if you ain't got a dime, God got plenty of dimes. Don't worry about it. Just pray. Amen. And keep us lifted up. Amen.
Amen. All right. We did hear from Sartorius. He said Ida passed over their area and it only dealt with minor flooding.
Okay.
So he was thankful for all the prayers.
Amen. Amen. I was looking online at New York. I've never seen anything as crazy as that. Well, the tsunami was the only thing I saw that was worse than what I saw in New York.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Water running. I don't know how many decades it's going to take to repair all of that. It's just crazy. It's New York and what else? New Jersey, I think, and some places. Just
Louisiana.
It's crazy. So we're praying for those people, all those people that we mentioned before. And I'm really soliciting online prayer warriors. If the Lord places in your spirit to pray for someone or something that we're praying for during these hours, please, please, please pray. Now, if you're in sin and you locked up, we're not talking to you. We got a whole different thing. We got another assignment for you. But for those of you that can actually get a prayer through, for those of you that are in relationship with God, we are soliciting your prayers for those that are asking, are in need of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
I'm going to start with our praise report from Katie. You said you wanted to hear from her.
Yes.
She said, thank you so much. I saw prayer Sunday, this past Sunday, and I was touched by your prayer. Thank you so much, S4C family, for praying for me. On Sunday, I already could see God moving. Thursday was the day of my surgery. And thank God. Thank God it went well.
Yes.
I had extreme pain on Saturday, the day before the service, and was very emotional and physically tired. Sunday was a whole different story.
Yes.
The pain in my ankle went away. I no longer need as much pain medication. The inflammation has gone down, and I seem to have more joy.
Yes.
I have been praying and praising and singing songs to the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. God is still moving.
Yes.
Amen. God is still, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And about the young lady in Hawaii.
Eliza. So a few weeks ago, we were praying for Eliza, who was in a head-on collision car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the hospital. She wasn't going well. But right now, she's rehabbing at home.
Yeah. She was hit by a drunk driver.
Yes.
She was not driving. She was a passenger.
She was hit by a drunk driver. She has some severe injuries, and I think she also developed pneumonia, and she was struggling with breathing. It was really bad in the hospital.
It was bad.
But we continue to pray.
Yes.
We continue that God is faithful, and He saw fit to heal
yes.
her.
Yes. Yes. Amen. We have
We want to continue to pray, because more importantly than her physical healing is her spiritual healing.
Yeah.
So please, let's not forget to pray for her, that she will come to know the Lord as her Savior.
Amen. You know? Amen. Agent, tell me if it sounds like I'm coming out of a can or if I. It sounds good? Okay, so we have the right one. Okay.
Amen. So our first request today is from Shane, and he is, or Shane, I don't know if this is male or female. Shane is praying for the salvation of Nadine.
Amen. Yes. I'm praying for the salvation of Nadine and all those that are in need of salvation.
Yes.
Amen. Because listen, no matter what happens to you on this side, you gonna need Jesus showing up on the other side.
Yes. Yes.
No matter what you're dealing with, I need a couple people. I need a couple people up here. Can y'all, if you know Jesus and you're not scared, come up here. I just need you to come up here. Just. Amen. I'm probably won't ask you to say anything or do anything, but don't hold me to that.
Right.
But I do. But I do need some people up here with me. Amen.
Amen.
Where my brother at? There you go, Raymond. What's up, Raymond's dad? Amen. And I know Raymond's here because. Okay. Amen. Amen. Just because you're sitting by two beautiful ladies don't mean you can't work. Get out. Get on up here. Oh, hiding back there between them, both of them. What's wrong? Get on up here. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. What's up, bro? Mm-hmm. You knew I was going to call you, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look at you. Amen.
Yes.
Trying to hide back there on the fly. Amen. All right, so now do that again.
We are Shane is praying for salvation.
Okay, so what we want to do here is we want to pray for the salvation of Nadine.
Yes.
And all those that are still struggling with salvation, for those that are on the fence, for those that are focusing more on what's happening in their atmosphere and not focusing on God's purpose and plan for their life. Yes. Amen. Amen. I'm believing that everybody here knows somebody that you believe or have been led to understand need salvation.
Yes.
That's struggling with salvation, whether it's children, parents, spouse, pastors, whoever, everybody, I believe everybody knows somebody that's struggling with that needs salvation. And the Bible commands us to go into the highways and hedges and forcibly persuade or compel men unto Him. They need to know that they need Jesus, because you're either going to bow down to Him now or you're going to bow down to Him later. I would much rather bow down because it's my choice than to bow down because I had no choice. Amen.
Yeah.
Anybody agree? Am I the only one that feels that way? Amen. I want to bow down to Jesus. Amen. because that's my God.
Amen.
I don't want to bow down because I have to respect the fact that He is who He said He is. Because the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
And if you don't confess Him here, you will confess Him over. You will confess Him when you meet Him.
Amen.
Amen. And so if I can trouble you to put somebody on your mind that you believe is in need of salvation. If it's you in need of salvation, put you on your mind. Because you're gonna need salvation is the passport into the kingdom. If you don't have salvation, you're not getting in. But I've been going to church all my life. If you don't have salvation, you're not getting in. Well, my mama was a pastor and my granddaddy was a pastor. If you don't have salvation, your own salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord, you're not getting in. Well, I'm a pastor. If you don't have salvation, you're not getting in. Salvation is the key. Salvation is your passport into the kingdom of God. Salvation is the life and the light. Salvation, you must believe that Jesus Christ is who He said He is, not through your confession alone, but through your life. If you don't have salvation, you're not getting in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how long you've been in church. I don't care how much money you give. I don't care how many people you know that knew Jesus. If you don't know Him, you're not getting in.
Amen.
Is that clear?
Yes.
I got your amen, Leslie? I'm straight. All right. If I can get you to lift your hands, put your mind on somebody that you've been led to understand or that you believe that needs salvation right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we pray for those that are in need of salvation, your whole purpose for coming here and dying on the cross and rising up again, your whole purpose for putting the Metzorah in the sky, for putting your plan in the stars, your whole purpose and plan was to redeem your people and to rescue those that are lost. Your whole plan, Father, was to redeem the lost and to bring life into a dead place and light where there is no light. Father, we're praying that you would enter into the hearts of those that don't know and those, Father, that don't know that they don't know. We're praying, Father, that you would remove the sin from those that ask to be forgiven, for those that are repenting, for those that don't understand that they need you, Father. We're praying for every person that's asking for prayer. We're praying for every person that's seeking salvation. We're praying for every person that don't know and those that don't know that they don't know.
Yes.
Father, healing and deliverance, power and understanding, give them joy so that they will understand that you are the only true and living God. Help them to understand that they need you. You didn't die because you need us. You died because we need you.
Hallelujah.
You didn't die because of what you can get out of us. You died because you have something that we need from you.
Hallelujah.
Father, your salvation is what we need. We pray, Lord, for those that don't know and for those who have not accepted you as their personal Lord and Savior and for those that are not living the life of righteousness and for those who are not living that life of repentance. We pray in the name of Jesus that you heal and deliver.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, fathers, daughters, sons, mothers, parents, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Good morning, y'all. Amen. Hallelujah.
Tamara, she's unemployed and she's losing her unemployment benefits. Her husband plans to be vaccinated so that he can keep his job. And so she is praying not only for her job, but also for her husband to be covered, that he's not affected by any side effects.
Yes. Whew. Financial situations are really tough. Been there, done that. Don't know where your next dollar's coming from. Trusting and believing that God will provide, but you don't see it. You're believing and trusting that God will fix it, but naturally so, you just don't see where it's coming from. But God create doors that didn't exist. God creates ways that don't exist.
Amen.
God speak things into existence. God moves
so
quickly that people can't see him, but they see the action of him. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
God is the, he's not an awesome God. He is the awesome God. God is not a provider. He is the great provider.
Yes,
God, he's not just God. He is God.
Yes.
Y'all understand? He's not just God. He's God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I've seen it.
I've
lived it.
Yes,
I've
Lord.
Been there, and I've helped pray people out of that.
Yes,
God Lord. Is able to fix your situation.
Thank you.
God is able to give you what you need.
Yes,
God will make your enemies. God will make your enemies write you a check, and they don't even know why.
Yep.
God will make your job give you a raise and you don't know where, and you wouldn't have raised yourself.
Amen.
You wouldn't even have hired you, and God will make Hallelujah. Your employer give you a raise.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you what I know.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I was on my way out the bank one day. It was rough times, y'all. It was rough. It was way back. I was on my way out the bank one day, and I think I had $5 maybe and we still had about a week to go. I'm on my way out the bank, get right by the swinging doors, the doors that swing like that. It was a $100 bill laying on the floor. I walked past, kept on going. Years later, I was like, what is it to get me on camera? You should have turned that in. I got something to eat, fed my house, got gas, and went to work.
Thank you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I repented.
I turned it in.
Amen. I turned it in to Kroger's and Food for Less and all of that. I'm just being real. Yeah. Now, you so holy, that probably wouldn't, you probably would have went and did, but I wasn't there yet.
Amen.
I was trying to feed my family.
Amen.
I was trying to get and $100 bill land at the door on my way out.
Ouch.
I just thought it was my duty to do what I needed to do. Uh-huh. And so I did it.
Yeah.
How you do that? You was a pastor. I wasn't a pastor at the time. And until it happened to you, shut up. Amen.
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 Because people got a lot to say about your business when they never been there.
Amen.
People got a lot to say about how you should have handled it, and they never been there. I can't tell you anything about having a child. Never been there. I can tell you what things look like after the fact, but I can't tell you nothing about having one because I've never been there.
Amen.
I have no advice for you except talk to somebody that's been there. Amen.
Amen.
I know God is the deliverer.
Yes.
I know God is the healer, and God can fix this situation. And as far as your husband is concerned, if he is feel led or moved to do that because of the great need, then we will pray a blessing over him that will cover him. And even though it may or may not affect his body, it will not affect his soul and his relationship with God. Amen.
That,
I believe that's coming down the road.
Thank you, Lord.
I really do, but I don't believe that that's here yet. I'm not asking anybody to take that thing because I'm not. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying some people are put in a position where they feel that they have to.
Right.
And if that's the position that you're in, who am I to tell you what you can and cannot do? That's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know this. If you loved God before you took it, you're still in love after it's gone.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, whether it affects your body or not, I ain't got nothing to do with that. I don't know about nothing.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Pastor Vincent, shut up. I did not. All I'm saying is let the Lord lead you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for this family and every family that's struggling with taking the jab and every family that's struggling with finances, Father, we pray. We pray for this family and every family that's dealing with those things. We're praying, Father. We're praying for every family that their faith is being pressed into the wall. They're not just at the wall. Their face is being pressed into the wall. Father, they feel that they are at their walls all around them, and they have no escape, no place to go. But Father, I read once where you saved three young men that refused to bow down, and that they were being threatened into a fiery furnace. And I read, Father, that when those three boys went in, four of you showed up.
Come on.
Amen. And I also read, Father, that not a hair was singed. Their clothes didn't even smell like fire. And the people that threw them in, they were consumed by the fire that they were trying to use on them. I read a story in the book that you wrote that you can deliver us from a fiery
purpose.
I read that. It came from your word. You said it.
It is written.
And it was not just three, but it was didn't I put in three, but I'm looking at four of y'all. And when they came out, you couldn't tell they were anywhere near furnace.
Yes.
That's how powerful our God is. That's how strong our God is. God blew the heat out of the furnace.
Hallelujah.
God went in the furnace and blew the heat out of the furnace.
Thank you.
And Jesus walking around, not a hair on their head was burned.
Amen. Amen.
So if my God can save them, and you have no respect to person. See, God's not always trying to stop stuff from happening. Sometimes God wants to enter into while it's happening to show you that he is still God.
Yes.
So many of us are just waiting for God. Lord, don't let this happen. Lord, don't let this happen. Lord, say, no, let it happen. Something I want to say.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Come on, let it happen. Come on. Is that your best shot? Come on. Let me show you. That's the truth. Now let me show you what I can do.
Amen.
Sometimes God just want to use you to show out.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes God want to use you as an example.
Hallelujah.
To show you that I am still God.
Hallelujah.
And no matter what the enemy is doing, I'm in control.
Amen.
I'm still God. They still have to ask my permission.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God is able. Heal the finances. Cover our brother. Keep them safe and in your loving arms, guarded and protected by your power, that everyone will know that you are God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm sorry, I got going and I forgot.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Try to remain composed
right.
And everything, but that ain't all.
Right. Right.
Amen. Well, sometimes I do. Amen. Go ahead.
Mandy is asking for a prayer for her physical healing. She's in physical pain.
Amen.
But she's also asking for prayer over her family because she is the only one who's saved.
Wow.
Her two sons are unsaved, and her mom is also suffering from dementia.
Oh, what's her name?
Her name is Mandy.
Mandy. Pastor T, I need you to stand up with Mandy. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth or continues to believe, whosoever lives their life as a believer, continues to believe, focusing on God, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life in Jesus Christ our Lord. You can't have everlasting life without Christ.
Amen.
There's no such thing.
Amen.
There's no such thing as life without Christ. And there's certainly no such thing as everlasting life without Christ. There's everlasting existence, but there is not everlasting life. Amen?
Amen.
Now, if you're not in Christ, you're going to be somewhere, but it won't be life. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm in love with God. I'm in love with God. I am deeply in love with God, and I believe that God will do anything he said he will do. I believe the Bible the way God wrote it.
Jesus.
I believe God will heal Mandy.
Yes.
I believe God will heal her according to his will for her life.
Amen.
I believe that God will make an example of her. I believe that God will answer her prayers.
Amen.
Amen. Did you want your hands?
Yes, I did.
And she's already washed her
yes.
hands. Amen. One more of my hands. Mandy, we're praying for you. Mandy, we're praying for the salvation of your family. We're praying for your mom. I need somebody to stand in for Mandy's mom. I need somebody to stand in for Mandy's mom. Who don't mind being called a mom? Come here, Jocelyn.
I'm being called a mom.
Amen. Good morning, Emerson and family. Beautiful family. Amen. Can I borrow you for a minute? Yes, ma'am. Stand right here next to T. T, till he would take her hand. Anoint her hand, wash her hands. Oh, anoint her hands. For God himself is worthy to be praised. And I lift God up because you can't say too much about God, how awesome he is, how wonderful it is, how great he is. There's no such thing as it. You just talk too much about God. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. It's just like a person in love. You just talk about them all the time. Well, so what? If you were in love, you'd be talking too. Amen.
Amen.
Her name again.
Mandy.
I knew that. I did. I just don't know why I didn't do it. Mandy. And you, Kamu Shahid, take her hand. Sa'iya, you're standing in for Mandy's children. You're standing in for Mandy's children. Behave. You're standing, Joshua, you're standing for Mandy's children. You're standing in for Mandy's mom. And Tahira, you're standing in for Mandy.
Yes.
I said that right. I got that right, right?
Yes.
First of all, the spirit and the presence of God is all over. It is running. What's your wife's name, son?
Marilyn.
Even when you smile, the spirit of God is protruding from your smile. The sincerity that you have, And the love that you have for God is, it's solid. It's an anchor. And it will keep you, it'll keep you focused. I wish I knew how to, I got a picture, but I don't know how to explain the picture. All I know is this, that the Lord is in love. He is in love with you.
Hallelujah.
That's what I don't know how to explain this picture that I see, but I know that the Lord is in love with you. He said, ask and it shall be given.
Thank you, Lord.
Seek and you shall find.
Thank you, Lord.
Ask. Knock and the door shall be opened. The Lord said, don't you know that you are my child? He said, you belong to me. He said, if you desire it, or you desire that, he said, ask me. He said, you can't ask me too much. You can't talk to me too much. You can't communicate with me or commune with me too much. He said, there's no such thing as too much. You can't have too much me. If my presence overwhelms you, I'll just equip you to be able to withhold more. How do I say that? Thank you, Pastor. The Lord said, I'll just expand your capacity to have more of me. He said, you are a living vessel.
Yes.
You are a living. God said, you, Mandy, no, Marilyn, you, Marilyn, God said, you are a living vessel. And you grow as I pour into you. He says, you grow as I pour into you. He says, so allow me to continue to pour into you. Because you are a living vessel. You are God's living vessel. You're not some porcelain piece sitting on a shelf. You are God's living vessel. And you are able to accommodate his presence in this vessel. So be of good cheer. God says, for I am with you. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, who are we praying for?
Mandy.
My Lord Sharon. For Mandy, for her children, and her mom. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand here representing Mandy, her mom, and her children, we're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying for focus. We're praying, Father. We're praying that you would enter into that atmosphere and move on their behalf. We're praying, Father, that you will open up a door, that you open up the windows of heaven, that you will move, that something will happen. Father, first of all, send your warring angels to destroy the enemy that is trying to take control of her atmosphere. Send your angels to destroy the enemy that's trying to take control of that atmosphere. Move them, cleanse the atmosphere, and then pour your blessings on that atmosphere. God, pour your blessings on that atmosphere. Wake those children up. Touch that mom. Bless the finances according to your will for their lives, and remove all sin and unrighteousness, that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Blessed be the rock of our salvation, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
You got to get that out there. Yes!
Hallelujah!
See here, I feel like shouting. I feel like shouting. Don't get me started. Stop telling me to shout. Because he knew y'all was going to act up like this. This is why he's trying to lock y'all down. Because he knew y'all was going to act out just like you doing. See, that's why. Y'all ain't good governees. Y'all ain't doing it right. That's why he don't want y'all in church. Y'all get to praising God and shouting and hallelujahs and thank you, Jesus, and just mess up his whole plan. Give God praise. Woo! Yeah. Amen. All right. All right. All right. I'm sure. No, I'm not sure, but go ahead. We give it another try. Amen.
So this is from Anne Marie. She's asking for prayer.
Jasmine, that's what I was trying to think of. Hi, Jasmine. And company, y'all. I was trying to take me a minute. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Right.
What? She said, wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You forgot. Start over.
No, I didn't forget. Anne Marie is asking for prayer over her son and his girlfriend. They are expecting a baby next month. Mm-hmm. And they're planning to live together. And of course, she's been talking to her son about Christ, but they believe that this is God's will. So she's asking for prayer for the son and the girlfriend. So she's asking for prayer over them.
Me too.
That they will come to Christ.
Amen.
And she also had a dream that her son missed the rapture, so she's really concerned.
Can I say this?
Say it.
Can I say this, y'all?
Say it.
The rapture is real.
Yes, it is.
You may not understand it. You may not want to hear about it, and that's okay. If you have a working relationship, if you have a relationship with God, if you have turned your life over to God, and your whole focus is on God, but you just don't have understand or rapture, you're still good. But the rapture is real.
Yes.
It's gonna happen. And me and, I don't know if it was me and Ryan, I don't know who it was, we're talking about Thursday. That's why, because when I think it was John that went into heaven. Mm-hmm. And yes, who are all these people? Who are all these? Because there was a number he couldn't number. There was an amount of people that he couldn't number. And he said, ask the angel, who are all these people? And he said, surely, sir, you know, these are those that came out of the great tribulation. Sound to me, just based on what I hear, sound to me that there are more people accepting Christ after the church leaves through that tribulation than it was before it happened. Which means once it happened, people were like, they were right. But they said it was coming, but he never did come. And then all of a sudden, what's this? And then they got to make, okay, if they were right about that, they must be right about everything else. And now they're going to start really believing. Now they're going to have to, but they got to go through so much. The people in Afghanistan last week, we heard that they were hiding in caves and in mountains trying to flee the Taliban. The Bible says it's going to be the worst time in the history of mankind. That means it's going to be worse than any time that has ever been on earth since the time he created the first person. It's going to be worse than anything you've ever heard. So when people are trying to help you, okay, you don't have to understand it after, that's fine. But at least, at the very least, get your life right with Christ. Don't do things that you know is not right. Don't do that. Don't walk into sin. Don't just walk in and take a seat. If somebody's praying for you because they don't want you to be left or they don't want you to be lost, that's somebody that loves you. If somebody's praying and trying to minister to you because they don't want you to be lost, you need to hold that person close to you because they're watching for your soul.
Yes.
You may not believe it now, but if you're here after church is gone, you believe it then. We're trying to keep you from having to go through that.
Yes.
But a lot of people, it was Ryan, he told me, he said, you know, Pastor, he said, tribulation is going to be the only thing that causes some people to accept God. Some people won't move unless they enter into the tribulation. Some people won't change their mind until they enter into, and then they're like, okay, I was wrong. But then it's too late. Now you literally have to fight to keep your testimony. You're praying that somebody cut your head off so it'll all be over. You understand? So that mom, that sister, that uncle, that brother, that father that's praying for your salvation, they love you and they don't want to see you lost. You need to listen while you can. I'm sorry that they're pregnant and plan on staying dating. I'm sorry to hear that, but it is what it is. I'll be praying that the Lord will change their minds or work something where they see that that's not the lifestyle that God wants them to have. Amen. I don't know all the situations. I don't know the details. I don't know anything but what I just heard. But what I do know is that you must be putting your best foot forward, or you're going to have a really bad day one day. Amen. What's her name again?
Her name is Henry.
Henry.
And her son's name is Nathan.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Anne Marie and Nathan and the situation and the baby that is being created in this environment. We're praying, Lord, for the healing of that situation, Lord, that you would show them what's right. Thank you, Lord, that you will remind them of what's right. He said, because he already knows. That you would remind them of what's right, that you would remind them that you are the true and living God, that you would remind them that they need salvation and they need to walk in Christ. Yes, Lord, they need to understand that this is real. This is not a game. This is not a video app. This is real, and eternity is real. People don't believe eternity is real. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know people don't believe it? They think that when you die, it's done. Dying is the easy part. Mm-hmm. It's what happens after you die.
Right, that part.
Dying is the easy part. Dying, you just stop, you cease to exist in this realm. That's the easy part. What happens when you leave here? That's the question. If you don't have a relationship with God, that's the question. Dying is not hard. Everybody does it. Well, everybody so far done it. Because some of us going to just whoop, you know, we'll never taste death.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, but there's a lot of people that have went on before us, and they, if they could, the symptoms of them before they die might have been a problem, but the fact that them dying was not a problem.
Right.
But what happened when they left here? Where were they? Where did they land? What position were they in when they met Christ? Were they in a, Lord, I'm so glad to see you, or were they like, oh God, I'm in it now? What was that mindset when they met God? Because see, when you leave here, your eternity is based on the position and condition that you were in when you left. That's okay, I can cut it off from here, Pastor. How cool is that? They got me one of them crazy watches. Amen. What happens when you leave here is based on what condition and what position you were in when you left here. Y'all follow me?
Uh-huh.
Were you a believer when you left here? We know you weren't perfect, because none of us are.
Right.
But were you a repenting believer when you left here? Were you a member of the body of Christ when you left here?
Right.
Were you doing your best to serve the Lord when you left here? That's what's going to tell the story.
Right.
Because if you were shaking and faking and fronting in front of me, listen, pretending you saved in front of me, you are wasting your time.
Wow.
It's just a waste of time. You don't have to pretend like you love God in front of me. I ain't got nowhere to put you. I'm trying to get to heaven myself.
Amen.
Pretending, trying to impress me is waste of your time.
Amen.
You need to be trying to impress the one that's got somewhere to put you.
Amen.
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 Don't try to impress the church. The church can't put you anywhere.
Amen.
You need to be trying to live your life according to what God has placed in your atmosphere for you.
Amen.
Because when you leave here, that's going to determine where you go from here. And eternity is real. I dare you to read the 16th chapter of Luke. You can read the whole chapter. But if you start around the 19th verse and keep moving, the rich man that died and went to hell, he's still there. Every time I read the 16th chapter of Luke, he's still begging for water. He's still hot. He's still in hell. He's still there. I dare you to read it and see if he's still there. Eternity is real. Eternity does not stop. It's not life in hell. It's an existence in hell. And then the Bible says that he will pluck hell up and cast it into a lake of fire. Hell itself is not bad enough. But he's gonna pluck it up like you do a dandelion and cast it into the lake of fire. Or to outer darkness. I'm sorry, into outer darkness. So he doesn't have to be bothered with you or it anymore. Can you believe God says, I'm tired of you and I don't want to be bothered with you anymore? Yeah. So when you die in your sin and you wind up in hell, when I cast you up in hell and I throw you into the sea, into outer darkness, I'm done with you. God saying, I'm done with you. When you leave here and you're not with me, I'm done with you. That's it. End of story. But Lord, I used to don't care. I've already closed the book. Judgment has been set. We're through. And if God does this to you, what you gonna do? Was that lie worth it? Was that 15 minutes that you had with that person, was it worth it? Was all the things that you thought were so important, was it really worth it? God turning his back on you and telling you, I will never be with you again. I don't want to hear from you. I don't want to hear your cries. I don't want to be bothered with you or your little penny-headed problems. Go away from me. And you will forever remember God does not want to have anything to do with you. You will forever. Because see, you still have mental thoughts. You still know where you are. You're still aware of your surroundings, even when you're not on this plane. You are still aware. And you will be aware forever that God does not want you. Was it worth it? You better listen to your mama. Was it worth it? How much time I got, Abigail?
Oh, you've been over.
Is Pastor Sandy here yet?
I don't know.
Amen. Amen.
Just one more.
We have just one more
update. Amen. This is from Katie. She's asking for prayer for her sister in Christ, Kim. Mm-hmm. Kim has a 10-year-old son who has a leukotrophy and has had it for several years. Leukotrophy is like MS, multiple sclerosis, except it's more progressive. He's 10 years old. He's 98% nonverbal. And she said he's a very sweet little boy. And she's just asking that we pray over him.
Yes. 98%. I believe that God can open that child's mouth and make an amazing work from his life.
Yes.
Never met. But I believe God can do that.
Amen.
I do. Anybody else believe God can do that?
Amen.
I
just want to
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else believe? Oh, I believe. What's his name? Nathan?
No, she didn't give his name.
She didn't give his name. That's okay. That's
but
cool.
His mom's name is Kim.
Kim. Kim. And all of you amazing parents and caregivers that are helping special needs children. I really don't like that name, special needs. Just because their needs are different doesn't mean that, because they put a stigma on special, like the yellow bus special. Mm-hmm. You know, the tricycle with the training wheel special. You just uglied up special, just like them people did with the rainbow. And just so you know, if a homosexual person happened to accidentally come across this prayer, the rainbow still belongs to God. You just stole it, uglied it up, and God's gonna snatch it back and put you where you belong if you don't change.
Amen.
The rainbow got me scared to put a rainbow in my room. Scared to hang one on the porch because they're gonna think I'm with the gay people. Amen.
Amen,
amen. Somebody, come
amen.
On. I can't be the only one scared to put her. And you better not put one in your car. They'll follow you all. When the parade comes, you'll be getting literature and all that stuff. You better, you know, the rainbow belongs to God. It don't belong to you. Stop sending me stuff.
Amen.
You're scared. You just get your. What's the matter, Pastor Drew?
Jesus.
Mama, you all right? Amen. So I'm just saying, am I right?
Yes.
Greg, am I right?
Yes.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Wow. Okay, so all I'm saying is you missed this, didn't you? I know you did. Amen. So I know for a fact.
Hallelujah.
That God can use that 10-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And God can make an example, a beautiful example of that child. And for those that are dealing with children that are not what people call standard, maybe you're above standard. Maybe we're the ones that are a little below standard, and maybe you're the ones that are a little above, and we just can't understand where you are because we're not where you are yet.
Yes.
Amen? Is that a way of looking at it? That's the way I choose to look at it. Because God can take some children that just work it out and just show. Anyway, for this family and for all the families and loved ones that are dealing with exceptionally amazing children.
Yes.
We're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, what we got after this? We'll update, okay. Do the update and then I'm going to come back to this.
Okay.
Because I want this to be the last.
The update came from Hayel. She asked us last year to pray for her family.
Last year.
For her husband and her adult children who are unsaved.
We've been doing this for a year?
Come on, amen.
Wow.
Her son, who is homosexual, mm-hmm. is at a crossroads, and for the first time, he is actually coming to her and asking her to talk to him about
Jesus. Yes! Yes! That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Oh, man. Right on. Oh, right on time. We've been doing this a year? How long have we been doing this? Anybody know? The prayer.
Oh, well, we always
like right here. No, I mean like this on the thingy up here.
A little bit different. Yeah, I guess a year about this format.
This format has been about a year? Wow, amen.
Before COVID.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. All right, go back.
She said the battle's not won yet, but mm-hmm. she's praising God for
yes.
the battle.
Yes. There's a light in that tunnel. There's a beam of light, and I think that light is Christ. Amen. Yeah. So go back to the one before that.
That's Katie asking for prayer for Kim, mm-hmm. whose son is exceptional.
The 10-year-old, yes. So I want to pray for them and every caregiver, parent, loved one that's working with another exceptional child. But I do need someone to come. I need you to come up here and I need us to hold hands. So if you're not concerned about the heebie-jeebies, I need you to come up here and hold somebody's hand. Now some are concerned and I get that. You know, and I'm not gonna hold it against you. Just come up here and break the chain and get on in line. If you're not comfortable, I don't want you to. Okay, because I want you to be comfortable in your house. Amen. But if you are comfortable, those of you that's not here, if you can just raise your hand when we start praying. Oh, other idea, yeah. Anoint, have we anointed those, everyone out there? T?
Huh.
You and Pastor Dre, no, you and Zoe. You Zoe one. Let me know. You and Zoe want to anoint the hands of all those people that are there.
Who?
The people that are sitting, that are in the chairs.
I'm going to yes.
You and Zoe, y'all hit them up. Because you are still with us.
Amen.
Amen. Mi sol la diestra. Everyone here has had their hands at amen. Let Isho Alejandro hide. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for who you are and what you've done. I thank you for keeping us according to your will and your plan. Emerson, I love your mother-in-law. She is a fiery Christian. Oh my God. Not to mention your beautiful wife. Amen. But I'm just saying, Father, for every family that's dealing with exceptional children, for every caregiver that's dealing with an exceptional child, for every believer, every parent, every loved one, every family member, every friend, every scholar, every educator that's dealing with exceptional children, I pray your blessings over them. I pray your tolerance. I pray your light. I pray your healing and deliverance. I pray that you will enter into every situation, into every household, into every environment that's dealing with an exceptional child, and that you would move on their behalf, on that child's behalf, no matter how old that child is, no matter what the background is of that child, that you would enter in and make your glory made known to every person dealing with an exceptional child. Father, I've seen you do amazing things. I've seen you heal. I've seen you lift them up. I've seen you work. Oh my God. I know that you're able. I am a living witness, Father, that you are able. That you can take what men call impossible and make it completely possible. That you can take unknown from man and make it completely known to those of us that believe. I trust and believe, Father, that you will heal the nation according to your will in your time. But we're praying for this family. We're praying for all the families. We're praying for every person that's dealing with an exceptional child or children. We're praying for their finances, for their grace, for their patience, for their understanding, and for your mercy. Let your light shine in these men and women, that others will see their good works, but will glorify you, Father, which is in heaven. Father, we thank you for an opportunity to speak to your people. We thank you for an opportunity to pray. And every person that hears this prayer, for every person that will receive your word, for every global prayer warrior that has adopted one of these prayers this morning and will take it to your throne, yes. I pray healing and deliverance and blessings over those. Father, keep us that we will be kept. Keep our oil lamps filled so that we will be ready when you come. In the cloud or in the crowd, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Thank you. Amen.